Well, what I'm doing, Christian, what I have been doing is talking to people a little bit about Milton Nesvik. And then I'm taking, well, actually I have 15 hours of tape now. And I'm going to boil it down to 30 minutes. So I do have a job, so it's not necessary to talk at great length.
You're going to do it before May 7th?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it tonight. So I'm not exactly what you'd call ahead of time. But it is important to me to get a few people who know Milt from the board, and I've interviewed two earlier. I thought you would. I need an alumni voice, and so I thought I'd get yours. And I want you to answer a couple of questions. You work with Milt a great deal, mostly in the Alumni Association.
Been on the choir tours before.
Been on the choir tours. I don't have much about him on the choir tours. You'd like to say something about his contribution to the school in terms of that kind of thing? A lot of this is not very serious. A lot of this,
Well, with, you know, Milt's a delightful guy, and on the band and choir tours, the concerts are serious, but there's not much else that is. he's a great practical joker, and of course those are opportunities when you're a group like that traveling and living together for several weeks on end, or as I was privileged to be the 1963 choir tour in Europe, where we were together for 2 months, there are lots of opportunities to turn the table.
Do you remember specific ones?
It's hard to recall some of the specific ones, whether they occurred when, you know, when I was there, or hearing of them from other groups that had been on tour with him, but there was one time when he fell asleep on the tour bus and woke up with no longer a bald head. So some of the gals were trimming each other's hair, and they pasted some curls on top of Milt's head. Seriously, though, he did contribute a lot in getting those tours organized and getting us out into the communities. Really helping make the school very visible. And he could come to a town that nobody had ever heard of before, but it was for sure that Milt would know somebody there, and pretty soon half the ice broken and things happening.
Was it just the chorale or all musical organizations that he traveled with?
He traveled certainly with the Choir of the West, and the band. Those were the two groups with which I was involved. I'm not sure, but I think he did perhaps travel with the chorus, too.
Maybe that's where he got his wanderlust from.
That may be.
Christy, if you had to, in just a sentence or two, sum up Milt's contribution to the school, how would you put that? How would you say that?
He really is Mr. PLU. The walking encyclopedia, and I wish we could put him on tape for however many hours it would take for him to just rattle off everything he knows and all the contacts and the connections, feed it into the computer. And
I will tell you that we did ask him to give us a short history of his life and put it on tape, and after 4 hours of interviewing, we were up to 1943.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
I can believe
so
that.
It'll take a while to get the rest of it. He's always had a very deep interest in the church, of course. Do you feel that role has been a necessary and useful role? And how do you see that, the church relatedness that Milt talked about, as being important in the future?
Well, I think that's important because we are a Pacific Lutheran University, and our strength is in our identity. It may not be any more that the majority of the students are Lutheran, perhaps even the majority of the faculty, but that still gives us a kind of identity, a separateness from other institutions that helps make us strong. His being with a foot in both camps, as it were, a man of the church as well as a man of the university, I think has been one of the things that has helped keep that sense of relationship that exists here, although at times it's been strained in the North Pacific District, that really keeps it going the district sense of this is our school, and the school sense of belonging together in joint missions, joint enterprise. Now, you know, it hasn't always worked well for a variety of reasons, but Milt has certainly been one who's continued to slog away at that. And I'm committed to that. Personally, I think that's the only way to go. If this school decided to change its nature, its identity, and divorce itself from that, I would still be a graduate because I can't change that. But I'm not so sure I would be wanting to invest as much of my time and energy in the effort if it were.
Did you ever travel with Hazel? Did Hazel and Mel, were you on any international tour?
Yeah, Hazel went with us on the Norway tour, yeah.
What has been her contribution to PLU other than keeping...
Keeping Milt going.
Well, that's quite a contribution.
Yes, that's... she, you know, she, in those kinds of settings, she's much more quiet, relatively unobtrusive, but she does keep him going. Yeah. And I think that's important for those of us who have gotten to know her down through the years. You know, my family has had so many relationships with the Nespics too for years. So it's hard for me sometimes to draw the line of exactly which things happened in relationship to which experience with them. But for those of us who've gotten a chance to know her, she I think she is a very supportive person. Does keep him going, which enables him to accomplish. One incident during the choir tour on Norway, we lived 3 months in a boat, or 3 weeks in a boat, touring up through the fjord country. And one day at lunch, Milt got up and asked us how many of us might be willing to try whale meat for dinner the next day. And you saw a few, well, nobody was quite so sure, and a few timid hands came up, after which he commented, "Well, that's too bad, because it looked like you all liked what you had today, and what we'd had was whale that day." You know, Milt's just a character. He's always coming up with a funny joke, and sometimes even when he doesn't mean to be particularly funny, there's just many of the ways he goes about doing things. He gets stuff done, but he's a real character, and he just carries you along in it, and it's just delightful.
Both of those things, because we don't have anything like that on tape so far.
Yeah, although, you know, he's certainly involved with the school. He has a very personal touch with families who've been involved. And when my youngest brother was killed, he had attended PLU for 1 year. Milt came from the school and brought a message from the school to the family at the funeral. And also, when we celebrated my folks' 50th wedding anniversary, he came out for that. And just he continues to do those kinds of personal touch things, which mean a great deal to people.